Recording started.
Good morning. Welcome to our 10 at 10. As always, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flowing. Always. I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you take a moment, truly take in this life-giving breath by lowering your diaphragm and expanding your lungs. Take in this precious life force for which we can only go moments without. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Take the final deep breath in. Expand. Lower. Hold. Set the intention for the next 9 or so minutes to be present in this moment. Gently release. Setting the intention to be present with the ever-present presence that is right at the center of our being. There's nowhere where God is not. But we need to be conscious and align ourselves with the ever-present presence that is the divine within. And as we do so, we surrender and trust, knowing that God is in charge and that all is well. When we think we have to do it on our own or by ourselves, we have caused a separation. For we have been given free will and free choice. And the divine will never override that. So if we choose to go it alone, the divine that always says yes will allow you to go it alone in struggle. But when we can surrender and trust and say, not my way but your way, not my will but your will, and it is the Father within that doeth the work, as the teacher said, then truly we are anchoring in the source of all that is, that knows what to do and how to do it. And things get accomplished with ease and with grace. So in this moment, as we surrender and trust, knowing that anything and everything that is before us to do, we ask that the Spirit within goes before us and prepares our way. To make smooth, to make easy, to make readily accomplishing and achieving whatever is before us. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering everything that concerns us, personal, professional, social, physical, mental, emotional, financial, everything that concerns us, we surrender and trust. Know that you know what to do and how to do it. Know as we stay connected to the infinite source of all that is, our life will unfold with ease and with grace. We were not created to struggle. We were created to express the fullness and allness of that which we are. God in expression. The universe has need of us right where we are, else we would not be here. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we surrender our struggles, we surrender our worries, we surrender anything and everything that is not aligning us with the truth of who we are and whose we are. We know in this surrender and trust, there is nothing that is too hard for you to do. There is no problem we are confronting that is too big for you to handle. And rather than look at our problems, situations, or conditions and saying it's too big, we turn to those situations, conditions, and problems and saying, look how big our God is. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we surrender all the thoughts and beliefs that are limiting about ourselves, as we surrender all the faults, misunderstandings that we have held to be true about ourselves, as we surrender any false ideas or limiting or lacking anything that makes us think that we are less than the child of God that you created us to be, as we surrender all of this, we allow the trust of who we are and whose we are to radiate forth. We do not need to dim our light to make others shine brightly. The world has need of all of us shining our individual light in the unique and perfect way. Divine Beloved, as we continue in our season of nonviolence, today is the day of self-forgiveness. May we forgive ourselves for anything that we think that we have done. May we forgive ourselves for believing that we are not enough. May we forgive ourselves for not forgiving others when they need forgiveness. The teacher said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. May we lead and live by his example. To forgive. As we continue in this season of nonviolence, may we be strengthened and emboldened. May we grow and deepen in spirit. May we express and expand the consciousness which is love, which is peace, which is joy. As we know this truth for ourselves, may we know it for our families and friends. May we know it for our community. May we know it for our brothers and sisters across this beautiful globe. For your infinite grace, for your eternal blessings, for your endless mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. Together we say, Amen.
Amen.
And now our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So it is. Then, beloveds, as we come to the end of this morning's 10 at 10, I invite you to follow me in my blog. Blog will be posted tomorrow. And follow me on Facebook, Rev. Ing. Grid L. Scott. I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our 10th, no, not our 10 at 10, for our Sunday Soul Connection. Until then, have a most blessed and wonderful Thursday. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.